Would you pray with me? Spirit of the living God, fall upon us. Spirit of the living God, fill us with your grace and your joy and your peace. Fill us as we begin a journey today and discover your will and your words of truth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. John is in the wilderness. Now, I don't know about y'all, but many times I've been in a wilderness. When kids leave home and grow up, we're in a wilderness. When we change jobs, we're in a wilderness. When we go through a major crisis or a loss in our life, we're in a wilderness. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm in those very low, dry, dark places, God begins to speak to me. In fact, I'll share with you, I went through the wilderness a few weeks ago and had to go and take a retreat. And as I spent an entire day in a chapel praying, not paying attention about much that was around me because I was pretty much in distraught, I prayed and I prayed and I thought, I'm going to have to leave this with God. At that moment, I looked up and right before me was the statue of St. Dominic. And you might ask what St. Dominic has to do with St. John. Both Dominic and John were called in the womb of their mother. The Holy Spirit was with them from the beginning. They both preached to prepare the way. So if you'll just explore with me for a little bit, I want to talk about a remark that still it struck in my spirit that our preacher Gaines made last week. And it's a proclamation that has really helped transform my life this week. And that's the word commencement. Our new beginning starts every single day. Every time we receive the grace of God, we experience a new commencement, a new beginning. This Advent season, we anticipate the commencement of the birth of Christ. But I'm going to go one step further and say that many of us here, sitting here, are waiting, hoping, and praying, excited for something new, different, and fresh in our lives. I'm reminded of lists that we make during this season. We try hard to make sure we don't leave out any details. I'm also reminded of the memory of my grandmother that made those just-in-case gifts that all the family members would drag someone new home for the holidays and it would say, just-in-case male, just-in-case female. Who's done that? I've done that. In her own way, she was preparing to make sure that those gathered around her felt important and a part at the table. Just like John is saying to us, prepare the way. Get right. Straighten up. Something greater is on its way. I'm also reminded that as I watched as we decorated and prepared, proofread, prepared the altar, the choir got ready for this wonderful holy birth drama that is about to unfold Christmas Eve, that many of us are flooded with memories of Christmas past. When Grandma was here. When Mom was here. When things were a lighter and happier time. When if we could just go back and catch a glimpse of that moment. Just as the secular world prepares for this season, we too, the church, prepare and we search for the meaning of it all, wondering how it can be different. Hoping that this year, somehow the birth experience will bring us new peace to our community and those around us in the world that are hurting and suffering every single day. Sometimes we don't even realize the gift that God gave us, the greatest gift. And I want to stop. And I want to unwrap a gift early before Christmas. And if you hear this, it's absolutely amazing. As a postulant in the Order of Preachers, we have to read many books and write many reports. And one of them, by the Reverend Timothy Radcliffe, which was master of the order of over 6,500 Dominicans, wrote a book called I Call You Friends. And he said something that is so wonderfully profound. He's talking about the gift that God gave us, and you're not even yet aware. You're thinking, oh, salvation. No, I got something better. This gift made me consider that it's not only something we get at the Advent season, but it's something every time we receive at communion. For Timothy Radcliffe states, and I hope you see this, God himself places himself in your very hands during the communion experience. The holy God of all creation rests in your hands as you receive communion. What an incredible gift. Beyond salvation, because the presence of the living God is in your hands, ready to nourish and satisfy your soul. Because what do? Before communion? We prepare. We straighten up. We make clear the way. We take the junk and the bad in our heart and try to ask for repentance so that we can be ready to receive that sacrifice. And that is a profound statement. God places himself in our hands as an absolute gift. And this gift should make us excited. It should change us and equip us to invoke change in our community and the world around us. And did you catch the word invoke? That's a powerful word too. When we invoke something, we call it into being. When we begin our service, we invite Christ, we invoke Christ and the Holy Spirit and God into our presence, into our being. This season, let us invoke Christ to be the center of our life and be joyous and happy. We wait with anticipation. We make plans and lists. I've watched y'all as you make sure every detail is perfect in the church, but still, we're hoping that this year something will be different. Think to yourself, this year I will blank. This next year, I'm going to do what? We hope for God to make a deeper and more meaningful connection in our lives as we prepare our hearts and yet reflect on the birth of Christ. But how this year can it be really different? How can we take an old story that we've heard year after year after year and get something exciting and new? A story that we all think we know so well, but I want to ask you, do we really know? Had anybody really thought about at communion, God himself is present in our human, earthly, fragile hands? That was profound. To share this new meaning and this new excitement, we must be willing to prepare our hearts and to empty out so that the Spirit of the living God can fill us and equip us. Saint Thaddeus and you can make a difference in the lives of every single person we touched. I'm touched to find out in 1961 that this church began at Hillcrest School. And we've come full circle today. Not only now have they helped birth this congregation, but they have now graciously gathered over 800 cans of food as they have adopted us as their community project to help feed those in need. A school that is desperate for coats just to stay warm has stopped this season to help us prepare to take care of those in need. How humbling. When we stop and listen to someone who rambles with compassion, guess what? we share Christ. When we go the extra mile, when we didn't want to travel it, we share Christ. When we do as Christ commanded and feed our neighbor, even though it's inconvenient at times, we share Christ. When we tell the Advent story with passion and conviction as we prepare to receive, we share Christ. This church to date has served 1,600 meals since the food pantry started, and there are 82 coats back there ready to take to the school. We're sharing Christ, and I think we're doing a good job. Now I want to talk about this John, this person in the wilderness that's dressed in camel's hair that doesn't look quite nice, that is a little crazy because he's out in the wilderness. And with great joy, as I read about John, I learned that very much this church, we're like John. John was a prophet. He was carrying a prophetic message that Jesus Christ is coming to prepare the way. Prepare the way and get right. Every Sunday as we stand in this pulpit and as we stand at this altar, we prepare the way to receive Christ new in our life. And I think it's a very beautiful thing that we each receive a new commencement, a new beginning every single time we come to this altar. It's amazing. He said he urged us to get ready and repent, for salvation is at hand. Salvation is at hand. And we too are called to carry the good news. Christ changed your life, and it is your responsibility to help lead others to Christ. There's nowhere in the Bible that I found a retirement slip that at a certain age you could sit back and begin to just sit. We are all called as followers of Christ to share the good news, to share this wonderful joy that we have inside of us. The prophet John was preparing the way, and literally, I was reading this, thousands of people were seeking him out. Why? Because their very soul was hungry. Their very soul needed a fresh touch from God, a fresh anointing. And they sought out this man dressed in camel's hair that ate locusts and honey. I wonder today if John were to be out on the edge, how many of us, especially nurses and psych people, would be trying to assess this man to see if we could get him in an institution. Think about it. Going back to being in the wilderness, how many of us have ever been in a wilderness? In the wilderness, our soul cries out to God for direction and forgiveness. As Episcopalians and Christians, we prepare to receive communion because we're ready to receive the gifts of God. We are prepared. We are prayed up. We've straightened up and we see the way. Stop doing wrong, he says. Share salvation. I did some neat research with John, and it said some things about John. John was balanced. He identified both sin and grace so that he wasn't just telling people that they were wrong. He showed them the way to salvation. John was pure in word. He didn't care who his audience was. Whether you were educated, poor, rich, befriendless, John was there. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness. There are folks that are crying out in wildernesses all over the world as we see injustice all around us. Even in Chattanooga, even in our church. crying for God's anointing, healing, justice, and salvation, calling for something deeper. As we gather for Sunday school classes, I'm amazed when I sit back and hide and listen to you as you delve into the Word of God and the saints of God, trying to find out what that means for you today. You're doing your homework. You're preparing the way. In the canticle, we hear, "You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare the way." We will go before the Lord to evangelize and share. To share the very salvation that Christ has given us. And that involves more than sitting in a pew. In Paul's letter, as we read today, he says, "I constantly pray for the joy of us because we share the gospel." In fact, in the collect today, it talked about sharing the gospel and preparing the way. See, it's not about you or me. It's about God. It's about all things God. It's something we forget. As a postulant and a student in the Anglican Order of Preachers, one of the very first things that we learn is about Dominic. Dominic was always doing one of two things: talking about God or talking to God. And he did much less. John was about talking to God and sharing that prophetic message to the people of God so that our lives may be transformed. Forgive me, I'm preaching a new way. God calls us this Advent season to pay attention, to listen up, and frankly, to get our hearts right. Repent and prepare the way of the birth of Christ. And personally, there's a neat idea about making an Advent list that I'd like for you to consider today. Go home and make a list of ways that you can help prepare others and prepare your heart so that you can share Christ with those around you. Prepare yourself to receive Christ in a fresh new way. Let us prepare for the coming of Christ, the gift of salvation. Let us remember as we receive communion today that literally God places himself in our humble, flawed hands to be the gifts of God for the people of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.